Thank you for making Early Edition part of your Sunday morning, where we get you the answers you need from the people Tom trusts, the trusted companies of Home Show Radio, and that includes, of course, Bill Jacks over at Advanced Home Exteriors. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Charlie.
I got a question that came in from Dickinson. A woman named Carol writes to us. She says that apparently her mother's house is having some insurance work done on it, and the insurance company is calling the siding on her home clapboard shingles. But Carol thinks that they're wrong because she thinks it's cement composite planks. Is there a difference between clapboard shingles and composite planks?
Well, if I remember correctly, Charlie, by definition, a clapboard are long, thin bevel boards that are used in siding.
Okay.
So depending on what part of the country her insurance people are from, they may be calling an overlaid shingle product clapboard shingles. There's several different types. You could have actual cedar shingles overlaid. Mm-hmm. You could have asbestos shingles overlaid. You could have hardy plank shingles overlaid. Or you could have a knockoff brand of fiber cement overlaid in a shingle pattern.
Well, and I think that's what her concern is that she wants to make sure she's going to get hardy versus the other composite products that are out there. I mean, for good reason.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, hardy is impervious to termites and pests and woodpeckers, and it will withstand the weather that she has down there in Dickinson a lot better. And it's also extremely fire resistant, where the actual cedar shingles and some of the old asbestos shingles back in the 50s and 60s aren't as fire resistant.
The other thing about the hardy is, of course, that it's formulated for this region and not the same everywhere, and they've got 100 years behind them in making it. So I think, you know, when you have an insurance person come out there and they want to do like, kind, quality, or LKQ, you want to be careful that you're getting what was on there in the first place.
If she has the opportunity, Hardy always marks the back of their boards with their logo as well as their name. So she could easily tell a knockoff brand by just turning the shingle over and looking for a marking from James Hardy.
You know, or just look for the cracks and fractures at the ends, and you'll know it's not Hardy, right?
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Bill. That's Bill Jacks with Advanced Home Exteriors. He's one of the Home Show Hardy pros. You can learn more about him at homeshowradio.com. Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, Charlie. Good talking to you.